Blog Talk Radio.
All right, man. Let me get my brother right back on here, man. Part two, my man. Hitman Holla. Hey, man, what's good, my G?
My boy. Sorry about that, man. Little Father's Day love, man.
Listen, I know how that goes. Wifey came through, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. No.
Shout out to her right quick.
Yeah. Hey, I was just going to say, you think it's better? Can you hear me? I'm in a car because I'm driving to watch these games.
You can.
Okay. I don't think it's this fool. Okay.
You good.
All right, bet. What's up, bro? Yeah, where we leave off at, man?
We left off at basically where Mook was a conversation, and you were going into your Mook in your Mook bag, basically talking about.
It wasn't even no conversation. It was when contracts sent out. That mean everything. You know what I'm saying? Everybody kind of really agreed to make it happen. So, you know, he sent the contract back after he hung out with Cass or whatever. And I just felt that was kind of weird. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, got too much going on for somebody. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mind games, wasting niggas' time. Like, who got time for that shit, bro? So, I ain't tripping. I just told him, ARP called me, like, well, you know, would you want to take another battle? Do you want to do a two-battle deal? And then a second battle will be guaranteed Mook? I'm like, nah, I'm cool. Like, I'm cool on all that. Like, I don't even want a battle dude no more. Like, I'm cool, you know what I'm saying? So I turned that down. It was like, yeah, I'm just going to chill out then. You know, I'm finna go film Wildin' Out. Anyway, I'm chilling. Like, don't worry about it, you know. So 2 days later, you know, he called and was like, gave me a couple names. I was like, nah, gave me Good's name. I was like, that could probably work up to be, you know what I'm saying? We only did a one round. So, you know, I'm like, Good's, you know what I'm saying? That ain't no bad battle. I'm like, yeah, that's
right.
Cool, but I ain't really feeling that right now as far as, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, I'm cool, man. I just wait. And he was like, okay. Then he called back, and, you know, he brought up Calico. And, you know, I've been turning this battle down for reasons. I'll touch on that subject later, but
okay.
He just offered me a number. I couldn't refuse. I was like, all right, man, let's get to it.
So is it more the number or is it a combination of the number and you were like, okay,
I mean,
the number got me to battle him.
Like, that's what got me to battle him. But since I went ahead and agreed to battle, all the other stuff came in play anyway. Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, since I'm battling, now let's get to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's the storyline's there, the dislike and all the other shit is already there. But I wasn't going to battle because of the fact I kind of stay away from people that will make me make bad decisions and go another way. Like, that's why I ain't really never battled Daylight back then when they was trying, because he just did too much on stage, too many antics, and I just know me,
right?
You know, and I just stay away from stuff that will possibly just make me get to a certain level.
Cool.
Like, right now I got too much going on. So, yeah, so. Since me and Calico battled before, but we was cooler. But since we battled, battling again, like that, and the people around him, it's really the people around him. You know what I'm saying? There's people around me that don't like Calico because of the shit he do, and there's people around him that don't like me for some reason. I don't say none of them niggas' names. Like, I don't get on blogs and talk crazy. So is that what I wanted to stay away from? Because that's gonna go left. Like, niggas is really on blogs talking crazy. Like, I'm not me. Like, I'm just letting shit slide. Like, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, I let niggas play with my name. Like, so that's why I stayed away from the Calico battle, because I know shit gonna go left and I don't want it to go left. I'd rather you just tell me you don't like me. We meet up somewhere and just fight. Don't book me no battle. Don't book no battle. You can't control the niggas around you. It's talking crazy. Now you wasting my time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I think nowadays. Like, man, you know, I don't do no Calico, do all the pushing and shoving and all the other extra shit on stage that I stay away from. I don't do that, and I don't tolerate that, and I'm not going to ever tolerate that. So it's like, do I really want to battle and put myself in this position to have to, you know what I'm saying, stand on my morals? Like, do I really want to go through that? You know what I'm saying? It's shit like that, the reason why I never cared to battle Calico. Then I knew he was just doing it for attention and jealousy and all this other shit. I'm like, I don't even want to give him the look. But then when, you know what I'm saying, when ALP offered me that number, I'm like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe, like, now I just hope, I hope things can go right and niggas just battle. But it's already been, it's already niggas sending me blogs about what's being said that's not battle rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's niggas just talking about shit that's not battle rap and got my name in it. Like I'm going for that. Like, so that's what I wanted to stay away from anyway. I got dragged into it, and now it is what it is. Like, you know, I don't, you know.
So, Hitman, it sounds like the entourage, my brother. It sounds like the entourage. Your crew don't get along with his crew. We battle. Big stage is here now. Niggas going to be eyeing each other down. Should ARP cut it down with the amount of people he has on stage?
Yeah, my father had to walk in and get through my food. What you say?
No, you good, you good. No, I was saying, it seems like his entourage is that got issues. Your entourage don't fuck with his entourage,
yeah,
or his entourage,
it's,
vice
it's
versa.
Just because, yeah, that's all it really is, because this incident that happened where, like, Calico would get online and just talk so bad about me and all this other shit and just yell out, ain't none of them going to beat me up and all this other shit. He talking, ain't got nothing to do with battle rapping. And my niggas is shit. Like, what he on? Like, what's up? And then his niggas going to ride for him, so they don't like me because of that probably. You know what I'm saying? But his niggas, like, around him, you know what I'm saying, that I haven't said their name ever. It's battle rappers that he hang with that I don't even get a light of day that's acting tough. Knowing when they see me, it got to be that now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even on no tough shit. It's just like, bro, if I get on camera and say, Three Letterman, yeah, pussy, we going to make you do this. And or when you pull up, we going to make you do this. Or, nigga, you ain't no shit.
Right.
I got this. And all this stuff. As a man, you just automatically going to be like, all right, well, that's what it is. I don't never let niggas, because I don't say certain stuff to people because I know I got to stand on it. I ain't going to never get online and say, Three Letterman, when I see you, I'm punch you in your face because I know I got to do that. That's how I stand on shit.
Right. Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
I got to do that.
Facts.
Yeah, so so now I'm saying, blah, like, nigga, I ain't said nothing disrespectful towards Calico, no blogs, or none of his partners, or none of the niggas he hang with, or nothing. Every nigga send me blogs and niggas just talking crazy. It's like, this is exactly what I tried to avoid, because I'm the only nigga in the culture that the fans dick eat when it comes to, oh my God, he's a threat to the culture. And so when I retaliate to something that's being said to me, it's going to be Hitman.
Emotional.
Oh, he's emotional. Yeah, but
emotional,
they let a nigga make a blog about me. You know what I'm saying? So that's the shit why I never wanted to take this battle. That's why I never wanted to take the battle. Because I know, not saying them niggas just super tough, like they act super tough. I'm not even trying to discredit niggas like they not with that shit. But that's the point. I'm with it. Me and my niggas with it. So what that's going to lead to? It's going down. Niggas going to have to whoop me. You know what I'm saying? That's how I go in life. Like, a nigga not going to play with my name. You know what I'm saying? So that's where we at with it. Did I talk to ARP?
But,
you know,
man,
I hate.
Here's a good thing, though. Here's the thing that I like. I like the fact that it's not you and Calico talking like that. It's one thing when the niggas in the background or his man's in them talking crazy, and I know exactly where you're going with that, but you and him not talking like that, which I think I like the fact y'all not coming at each other like that. What I want to ask you is,
I mean,
take me back to 2010, 2011, when the Midwest movement is moving and everything like that, because I saw an interview with Calico where he was saying he always had a relationship with you over Verb. What was your relationship up with you and Cal in a battle rap circuit, so when niggas formed up and everything like that?
It's just me and Kyle kind of like the same person. You know, Verb was always older than us. So Kyle was young, my age. You know, we was wild. We was getting on girls together. You know, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, we both would fight and just talk shit. You know what I'm saying? So we kind of like the same person as far as that. You know what I'm saying? They come to the city. His niggas, my niggas will pull up big dice games. And, you know, just young niggas, young wild nigga Detroit shit, St. Louis shit. You know what I'm saying? Verb wasn't really like that. Like, Verb would chill out. Verb would get on some women or some of Verb wasn't too much in a while, like going out being wild. You know, he was older. So that's how me and Calico just got cool like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? When he knows something happened while I'm with him, his own, I know he riding for me. Like, it was just that kind of shit. So we kind of grew a relationship with that. So that's how me and him got more cooler than him and Verb got, of course, you know.
Yeah, because so
that's all.
I saw Hip Hop Is Real. He was talking about on Hip Hop Is Real that, you know, your peoples and, you know, his pops and sister and all
yeah.
this other stuff like that. So it sounded like niggas had
yeah.
what went left when niggas, was it the battle? Because he made it sound like after the battle, you acted funny towards him. That's what he said on Hip Hop Is Real.
Just,
I'm just telling
yo,
you, you know.
When niggas say shit like that, they just searching for something. Like, man, him, that battle happened in 2014, right before me, a week before, before me and Surf. Like, why would I, ain't nothing, like, what you, like, we was cooler since then. Like, we, I'm sure you can probably go on camera, us, we ain't, I ain't just start not talking to him after the battle. It don't even make sense, yo. You know what I'm saying? When I start, Calico just start mixing work in with friendship to me. Like, as far as, like, I ain't got no problem with him. So when I get on, I'm not going to wake up on the internet and say nothing about him. I was waking up on the internet seeing him talk down about my career and how he beat me and he's so much better. Why y'all pray? Like, I'm the Midwest. Like, he was just always directed towards me, which is cool because it's your brand or whatever. But as a homie, I'm not downplaying how people feel about you. I'm not going to get on like, man, Calico got smoked by Luck. Why y'all saying he the king of the Midwest? Why y'all think he, I don't come on and say that. And plus, we already battled.
Right.
So why, I just feel like, nigga, why you got so much animosity towards me if you, we did a one-round battle? If you feel you smoked me, what, that don't make sense then. If you feel you smoked me, why the fuck you still campaigning to battle me or tell people I'm trash and all the shit you start waking up and doing? He just wasn't doing potting and shit. So when I got no problem with him, I'm just going to fall back. You know what I'm saying? I ain't get on the internet like, man, you don't supposed to feel this kind of way. I'm just like, all right, see how he feel. This ain't no homie vibe, so let me fall back. So, he, you know what I'm saying? Then he started acting like he ain't know why I fell back. I'm like, nigga, I don't do that. Like, I don't fuck with niggas that get on the internet and then one way offline, online. Like, I ain't that kind of nigga. So just do your thing, and I just fall back.
Wow. Was it? Because I remember you guys were on Instagram a couple, last year sometime, y'all was on Instagram together, and I guess somebody had made a post about your lady, and he co-signed, I guess somebody saying something about you on Instagram,
yeah.
I think it was. Is that where it stemmed from also?
Yeah, he was just asking for reasons why I don't fuck with him. And I'm like, Calico, man, you supposed to have been cool. And he was trying to say, and the nigga with him was trying to say I was calling. I never called no nigga he hang with brother. I called Calico brother. I never called no nigga he hang with, no battle rapper he hang with, no fucking brother. I said, supposed to be your brother. And one of your partners say some shit, oh, I'm a fuck Sin, or I'm a slide and Sin them, or all this other shit. For me, how can you repost laughing at that and you cool with me? It just don't make sense. A nigga can't text me. A nigga can't tweet. Yeah, I'm a fuck Calico
right.
old lady, and I retweet laughing. Like, I can't do it because I owe Calico the respect. The nigga who said it don't owe me shit. We're not talking about him. It's
right.
a problem when you put it on your timeline, cracking up and laughing and shit. Like, damn, nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that don't make sense to me. So it's just certain shit I wouldn't do to you that's definitely not going to get done to me. Unless you act like that, I'm cool on you. I still, you know what I'm saying? His whole thing is he mad because I don't fuck with him anymore. If you look at his interviews, he's like, man, he don't shake my hand. He ain't want to shake my hand. Like, I ain't never even come at him and get mad at him for what he's doing. I just fell back. As a man, I got the right to. You do like that, that's the way you are. I don't like the way this shit turned out. I'm going to fall back. Do your thing. Kind of nigga I am. You know, so when he did that, I just told him about himself. Like, nigga, that's why I don't fuck with you because, nigga, you were tweeting negative shit about my life. And we supposed to be cool. Do that make sense to you? Like, that don't make sense, dude, if I'm your partner.
Nah. If that's your man, though, Cal, I got to be honest. I would tell Cal this, too, when I interview him. He had to explain to me that situation because if you my man, hey, man, and somebody makes a comment about your old lady, I'm not going to retweet that, bro. Out of respect for you, you my man.
Just out of respect, man, you cool. I'm not telling
you. Me and
you
are cool. Me and you are cool. And I interviewed you for how many years? And I still wouldn't retweet that shit, bro. I still wouldn't do that now if a nigga did that about your old lady. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to touch that.
And what
I understand what you're saying on that part.
And what I'm saying is, I ain't even knocking for even deciding to do what he did. I just said, I can't fuck with you. Because therefore, nigga, you don't fuck with me on the level I fuck with you. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? But nigga retweet anything about one of my partners, and I retweet laughing, like, that's just weird energy, bro. Everybody ain't got the same morals, so everybody look at me like, oh, you just tripping. Nah, some niggas just don't got the same morals, and I understand that. We live in a different world right now. A lot of niggas ain't going to understand real nigga morals and how you move. You know what I'm saying? So I get
right.
it. But all I'm saying is don't knock me because I don't, you know what I'm saying, I don't allow that kind of activity around me.
Let me ask you, is this a grudge match in your opinion? You and Cal, is that a grudge match?
Yeah, it's a grudge match.
Mm.
That's a grudge match for sure.
Boy.
Yeah, that's a grudge match.
A lot of talk in this battle, a lot of talk, a lot of people are saying there's going to be a lot of brotherhood talk. Is that what this battle's titled, the Brotherhood Revenge, in your opinion? Because you guys were part of this brotherhood thing?
I don't even know.
That's how people are making it sound like.
Yeah, and because of Kyle was in his shit. He got kicked out just being weird and screenshotting and just doing weird shit and hating on everybody in the group. So niggas just made another chat without him. Ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying? Like, then he trying to make it seem like he left because we were and we did all this. Like, it's just, man, bro, I don't give a fuck what they label it, man. I'm going to say what I got to say, man, and go about my business, man. I don't give a fuck what he left. I don't give a fuck what he can't lie because I got receipts, though. You know? So,
but
he just better be careful.
Is this battle?
I got receipts.
But, hey, man, is this battle also labeled in the sense of both of you guys might take the same approach, but it's all about who delivers it better, though? Because that's how it sounds like also, though.
I'm coming all the way left field. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not even.
Right.
That's what made me Hitman. You don't never have a battle and see Hitman predictable. Like, I know what he's going to talk about. I might still touch on some subject, but it ain't going to be like how nobody else said it or, you know what I'm saying, if I got it depending on the opponent. Mm-hmm. It ain't so, man, like the brotherhood shit. Like, you know, he gonna talk about the brotherhood. And, like, man,
How do you feel about the one-round battle in Gladiator School? How do you feel about that battle for you?
I mean,
how do you feel about when you encounter
it? It was a below-average battle. It wasn't nothing crazy. It was, we only had a couple week notice. Nigga, I had a battle before that. And I had a battle 6 days later versus Surf. And Calico was my partner. It was a money move. They gave me like $5,000 for one round back then, some shit like that. Maybe six. I can't remember. Well, it was like $6,000 for one round. I can't really remember. I know it was some shit like, man, I got to go and get this little quick little bag. Kyle, my boy, it ain't nothing major. I didn't say nothing personal to Kyle and there. I didn't say anything. I just rapped. I made, you know what I'm saying, some shit. And that's what it was to me. You know what I'm saying? So, evidently, a nigga like Calico, looking back then, so jealous of me, he took that shit, you know what I'm saying, serious as far as, like, on a campaign. And I, like, however niggas felt, I wasn't going around saying, hey, I smoke out. He ain't shit. He trash because we was cool.
Right.
So, I wasn't, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't campaigning like that. He was, and it just let me know, like, damn, like, years down the line, like, oh, that's why you act like that, and that's why you, because this shit really mean that to you. You really want to see me fail. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just got a better understanding of Calico as his character.
Wow. So the narrative that he's saying, hey, man, that you didn't rock with him after the battle because of the things he was saying to you, that's not true then, he's saying, right?
What did he say to me? I know, but I'm just saying, like, I tell niggas all the time, I'm Hitman, so niggas run with shit, bro. Like, man, he ain't say nothing. nigga, John John said crazy shit to me. We cool. I hated Surf. Right. Surf was the best friend, then we hated each other, then we cool.
Yeah.
I hated Arsenal. He cool. What the fuck he said to make me not like? Like, that don't even make sense. Suge been fighting the face off. Damn, and after the battle,
yeah,
was cool. Like, not, that don't even, like, check. If nigga just sit down and listen to what he be saying and just break down and understand how dumb it sounds, why the fuck would I not be got? He ain't even really say nothing personal. He, like, he told me my mama had cancer or, you know what I'm saying? Some shit like he didn't say nothing, but Michael Sam jersey and Tupac, you about the dollar. He didn't say nothing personal, so why the fuck would I not like a man for battling me? Like, that don't make no sense.
Right.
Need something to try to fall back on because you know you was moving flaw and all the things I bring up you can't really answer for, so he needs something to, well, nigga, we battle, you start acting weird. Like, well, show me, prove that, prove everything I'm talking about. You prove me after the battle. Say something I said in an interview or an online tweet or something like, man, we can't, like, it wasn't never that, bro, ever that. I never not fuck with a nigga after a battle unless you disrespect me in a battle as far as, like, my mama on some shit. You know what I'm saying? Some dumb shit I don't think you would have.
Right,
cool. Like, we weren't cool, you don't owe me no nothing. But if we was cool and then you did something like that, then it's like, oh, you doing all this for oohs and ahs. I'm cool on you. Then that's it. But, like, come on, bro.
Hey, man, can you guys dap after the battle?
I don't know, man. We don't have to see. It depends on how.
Right.
And them niggas wishy-washy, bro. Like I told them, I never dissed Kyle. I never got on and said Kyle was this. He was that. He was pussy. He was soft. Fuck with him. I never got on and said, and I just stopped fucking with him as a friend. Fell back as a friend. Mm. Them niggas get on there and blog about me every other day and meet up with other niggas to talk about me and, you know what I'm saying, talk bad about me on Twitter every day. Them niggas do that. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the shit that they got to fight within themselves. My life ain't changed. If you smoke me so bad one round in a Snoop, why my life ain't changed? Only elevated. What's the problem?
Wow. Are you shocked that he said he was willing to battle you again? Are you shocked that he said yeah when ARP reached out to him and said, let's get you and Cal, you and Caligo?
Well, I've been shocked. He's been trying to battle me for the last 4 years.
That is true, though. And that is true. My bad. Pardon yourself, man. You're right. Cal, you have. My bad. That is true, though, Cal. I apologize. Maybe do you feel that – do you think Caligo surprised you said yes?
Yeah. He probably surprised.
You think shocked that he said yeah?
Because I got to turn this battle down 10 times. So he probably surprised. No?
Are you looking forward to the face-off?
Nah. Because, like I said, I've been trying to avoid this kind of shit, bro. So, knowing the kind of shit that can go down, as I said, and it just put me in a tough position. It just, you know what I'm saying? I just hate when I put myself in a tough position. So I'm not looking forward to something that can possibly, you know, make me act a certain way and go back to the space I don't need to be in. So I ain't looking forward.
Do you think this? Hey man, let me ask you a question. Do you think the face off with Cassidy made the culture get mad at you in a sense before, like? They were really tight with you after that, do you feel?
Yeah, let me
because
tell you
of the
back
situation?
Let me tell you how much they just be nitpicking with me.
All right.
The same kind of face-off I had with Cassie that they look down on. It's the same kind of face-off I had with Suge that they praised me for. Don't
yeah,
that sound
but
crazy?
I would say the bag situation kind of intensified it a little bit, though, with Castro, I would think, right?
Well, it's a little, but it don't matter because I still didn't pull out the gun. I still didn't do X. I grabbed the bag. Cool. Me and Suge got each other's face, talking gang shit, yelling, walked up, talking, fighting. Like, we did the same shit. But even before, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Right.
My thing is, they now if I go up there and I sell a fight, like you're supposed to sell a fight, and shit kind of go left a little bit, cool. But the whole point of the matter is to sell a fight, sell the fight. They hate it. You get up there and act Hollywood and don't talk to nobody. They be like, man, ask me questions. Yeah, I'm better. Yeah, I make more money, isn't this?
Right.
Then it's like, oh, my God, he's Hollywood. He not this, this, and that. If I go up there and let Calico talk crazy to me and I keep my cool and just play it safe, oh, he ain't do that with Kyle. He know better. If I go up there and stand on what the shit I've been standing on for 10 years and act the same way I've been acting, oh, he still ain't learned. Oh, he's emotional. He's a rookie. Like, I can't win when it comes to me. I'm the only person that can't win. Like, I can't win. So it don't matter what I do.
Are you saying they move the goalposts for you, Hitman? They move the goalposts when they come to Hitman Holler? The goalposts,
man, for,
gets moved.
For 11 years, they've been doing that. For 11 years, they've been doing that. For 11 years. You understand? Them niggas ain't even, like, there's people that was getting mad that we was yelling at a face-off. Like, they keep forgetting we came to talk shit.
Yep.
So, whether I'm emotional or whatever y'all want to claim I am, at a face-off, the whole objective is to sell the fight to, for people to buy pay-per-view.
Mm.
But then I just watched the culture talk bad to a bunch of new battle rappers by having boring face-offs. I saw niggas like, man, y'all ain't learned from. Then I saw niggas try to take, give Cassidy all the credit for the face-off. But every viral video, but every viral video got my caption on it. I earned this bitch out. That's on every, that's on Worldstar. That's on all the little rap pages. That's why the shit viral.
Let me ask
it
you
is
this:
what it is.
How do you feel about the, how do you feel about the Cassidy battle right now? Months now passed by. How do you feel about that battle for you?
I feel when I watch it back. Hold on. When I watched it back, it was normal Hitman. It's just they didn't like my second round, so they gave haters a leeway to be like, oh my God, it wasn't the same Hitman. It, first round shook the building like, oh, like it's just I was fighting too many narratives. You don't watch the battle to see who actually won the battle. You watch the battle to see what narrative is what. So if I say you ain't going to get booked again, and he get booked again, it's like, oh, Hitman lost. So if he do a little better than he did in his other battles, it's like, Hitman lost. If that ain't my best performance ever, it's like, Hitman lost. So I'm fighting four or five narratives besides the main narrative that count, who actually won the battle. So that's why when the footage came out, after the battle live, all the narratives was training. Like, yeah, Cass won. That's why when the battle came out, the narrative switched because everybody who was just watching as a fan got to see without who didn't care if I won or he won. They just want to watch to see what the fuss was about. It was hard to say Cassidy beat me because you got to watch the second and third round. Like, you just got to watch it. So for somebody why they're like, man, y'all told me Hitman got smoked. They really helped me. The same narratives that killed me during the battle really helped me because after the battle, they was like, Hitman got smoked. But then when people watch it, like, y'all told me Hitman, like, you know what I'm saying? So they end up helping me when the battle came on YouTube, and that's why the coaches shipped again, and Melfa's really got quiet. They can't really push that. Or you lost the nerve. They just got to be quiet and just act like it's a bad performance. If you go look at all the comments, they talking about other shit than me losing. They just like, oh, the crowd bipolar, that's going viral. Oh, my God, Steve Cassidy rounds up. That's going, like, they not saying Hitman got smoked because you can't say that. You know what I'm saying? So
I just realized
I'm on another, like, I'm just really on another level in battle rap, though. So it's just like that come with it, man. Like, I can't knock it. It come with it. I can't get around it. They're going to critique everything. You know, they just going to, my perform that kind of, my Cassidy performance is still better than niggas' best performances. Like, that's on a level I'm on. Like, my Cass performance is still better than niggas' top three performances, bro. Like, it's just Hitman, though. They used to 60-point games, and And they only give me a win if I smoke a nigga. They gonna never give me a win if it's not a, like, if I don't smoke them, because they hate giving me wins. So they only give me a win if I smoke them, because they can't say, they gonna look crazy by saying the other nigga won. So anything that can go either way, or just like one top tier performance like that, oh, he lost. Mm. It's the coolest thing to say. Them niggas can't wait to try to add that shit on my resume. But them niggas know.
So let me ask you this. So let me ask you this. What do you feel about Cassidy's performance, though? What do you feel about Cassidy?
I feel he just had the best round out of all his rounds ever. But then, that's why people was excited, because it's like, that might have been his best round. You know what I'm saying? So, but other than that, it was the same cast. Ain't nothing changed. Like, as far as second and third, still majority of booze. So it's just like, what changed? If y'all want to talk about booze, and what changed from the sex, from the good batch, second and third was booze. Arsenal, first, second, and third was booze. First beat, first was solid. Second and third booze. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really know. It's like, well, I don't know what they really judging off of. So if you ask what was different between Cass and that battle, like, what would you say? You would just say the first. Like, what would you say?
Cassidy sounded better than he did before. And me being a Hitman Hall of fan, I would say, I mean, obviously, since you've been back from Shotgun Shook, do I have this over your Shook, J-Rock, and those battles?
And K-Town and Bill.
Not over those battles.
Yeah.
Bill Collector, right. I don't have him over those at all, you know. Do you feel you got him out of there? Because that was a conversation I know you were having. Like, you wanted to do something that Goods and Arsenal didn't do. So you did that. And how do you feel about people saying he won? And how do you feel about your peers in his little B&B studio, which you called earlier, acting like, you know, they're all striding with him and saying Calico's going to beat you and all this other stuff? What do you feel about that?
I mean, that's just another narrative that I had to fight. I was just telling you about. So me saying, getting him out of here, like, Goods and Arch really couldn't. So since he didn't do that, it's like, they not looking at the battle. Like, they don't give a fuck if he was trash or not. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't give a fuck if you listen to what he said, it don't matter. They just looking for that. And as far as, like, I don't trip off these other niggas, man. Like, you know how long they've been jealous of me? Like, these battle rappers have been jealous of me, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's niggas, them same niggas don't give me a lot of wins over clear wins. Like, I got a lot of clear wins over heavy hitters that them niggas still don't.
J-Rock,
so I don't,
Shine. J-Rock, Shine. I'm saying, that's real talk.
No, I'm just saying, like, old Red. Like, I faced a lot of niggas when they was killing everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't care about shit like that. They don't care about shit like that. They just see a moment to be like, oh, Hitman. Like, people who was there live still walk up to me and was just like, man, first time seeing you live, man, you just electrifying. Like, they trying to make it seem like I was just trash. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a trash. That's because it's a narrative. People still will come see me battle again. Like, and like, they saw it like, oh, yeah, Hitman done. This shit was trash. No. Like, people in, like, I had to work. People were saying the remix word for word in the building, 1,300. Like, so I don't really trip off what the people in my peers say, because I know it's coming from a jealousy place. The league owners paying me more than I'm getting paid more than I did for the cast, and I got more money than everybody in battle rap, probably than two people got for a bag ever. And I'm getting paid more than that to come back. So you think the league owners give a fight? Like, don't be mad at me. Y'all can't fool the league owners. Like, all that tweeting, all that shit trying to come together, we all going to say lost, not going to work, because the league owners see the numbers. They see the pay-per-view sales. They see the views on there. They see how coming to work and the face-off, and they see the shit. That's what y'all need to be mad at.
Bro, facts. Agree. Wow. All right, how you doing with the, before I wrap it up, though, how you doing with the rounds, though? How the rounds coming, though, for Cal?
Man, take my word for it. Just take my word for it, man. Like,
all right, I got you.
Like, the thing is, bro, I see how they try to play games.
Mm.
So just say I just see how they do me. So if I just say, man, Calico ain't going to win a bar. If I just say that, just say if I was to say that, that's what they're going to judge the battle on when it comes to me. Everybody else can say crazy shit, but if it comes to me, if he have a good bar, if I say, man, Calico not going to even have one good line. If Calico have one good line, they going to run with that. Oh, you said he won't have a one good line. He had it. He won. So I just told him, like, let me just be quiet. You know what I'm saying? Let me just show y'all there. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, fuck it. I can't. You know how LeBron can't tweet certain shit, or he can't do shit, or they.
Right.
It's just what it is, bro. I can't say certain shit because the shit is crazy, bro. So I'm just like, man, but they actually made the best hitman to date because of this. All the niggas playing on my name and all the fans playing on my name. Like, I ain't Hitman Holler. Like, my name is Hitman Holler, bro. So, like, y'all really forgetting what Hitman Holler do? I'm the reason, okay. So I just like, I bet. I need, you know, just motivation. You know, I just need, you know, I need just always need motivation. Then grudge matches, don't nobody step up to the plate better than Hitman when it comes to grudge matches. I got 8 of them under my belt.
Woo. Jesus Christ.
You can't name a nigga. You can't name a nigga with more grudge matches than me.
Right.
So I'm ready.
You got a point. One last question here. Surf and John, you rock with both these guys heavy. I know you and John, that's your guy. You battle both these brothers. Surf is your guy also. Surf, if there's one person in a battle rap you always show respect to, it's you. What's your take on Surf and John, man?
It's going to be a great battle. Surf know he can't play with John, plus niggas playing with Surf name. He fights more than the battle. And John always come into it knowing niggas play with, you know what I'm saying? Like, feel like he don't get the respect he do. So you put a nigga like John, who try to kill everything, to a nigga like Surf, who don't got no room for error, classic. It's classic. Classic written all over that. Classic. All
right.
The brotherhood gonna win that 2-1.
The brotherhood that 2-1.
Well, which brotherhood though? Which member of the brotherhood though?
Surf the brother and John the hood. So bro, the brotherhood 2-1.
I got you.
Hey man,
I appreciate you, brother.
You ain't gonna want to miss July 10 though. Just keep the files for me. I promise you.
I got you.
Shout out to RBE.
I'm gonna make sure we're gonna talk after the battle though.
Yeah, shout out to RBE making me spin a block again and all that, man. They do great business over there, man. Shout out to my boy ALP. Shout out to everybody over that camp. It's going down July 10th though. If y'all don't know how Hitman act in these situations and these grudge matches, YouTube Hitman versus Arsenal, YouTube Hitman versus Verb, YouTube Hitman versus John, YouTube Hitman versus Surf, YouTube Hitman versus K-Shine, YouTube Hitman versus Bill Collect. Like, if y'all don't know how I act in these situations, you go watch another grudge match and y'all gonna see what kind of shit I'm gonna talk July 10th. Appreciate you, 3.
My guy, I appreciate you, King. That's what it is,
boy.
Man. Shout out to my guy. Hitman Holler, man. Y'all know the vibes already, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. One.